It's tax season. Are you among the crowd who waits until the last minute? This year, that might not be the best idea. When the federal agency in charge of tax collection gets hit with budget cuts, there can be problems. As KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports, reduced IRS services are creating real roadblocks for many, including taxpayers here in Washington.
Last December, we got the warning straight from the IRS commissioner. He said cuts mandated by Congress have hit the IRS 5 years in a row, and this year is going to be tough. Take 78-year-old Susan Dean, who I visit in Tacoma. When I pull up to her house, she meets me at my car.
I'm so proud of you for making it, Sarah.
She's never owned a cell phone, does not have a computer.
Oh, there's your cat. Is that your cat?
That's one of them, yeah.
Dean has her tax prep routine down. In January, she began like she always does, by setting up her special card table for tax documents. Next.
Just had to go pick up the new form, which I've been doing, really, for 30-some years.
So she went to the library, like usual.
I was kind of shocked to see this sign on the post saying, due to cuts in federal funding, the IRS will not be sending out paper and the instruction booklet and all of the forms this year.
The booklet is key. Dean could have the library staff help her print the forms, but not a 50-page instruction booklet. The sign did direct her to an 800 number, though.
Seeing that, I hurried home and tried to call the number.
It wasn't easy. She only got a recording that told her to try again later.
Frustration on two sides here.
The IRS commissioner also warned about that. Long wait times when trying to call. Half, or possibly less than half, of the people calling IRS customer service this year are getting through. Eventually, Dean did manage to order her forms through a special 800 number set up just for that.
When your option is to try to do it online or try to download the forms or try to request it, that is a huge barrier.
Yuri Kim manages a free tax prep program for United Way of King County.
For most people, it's not a big deal, but for the people who are actually looking for these forms, it becomes a big deal.
Kim says the IRS cuts hurt the low-income and elderly population the most. The forms are actually a tiny part of the problem. Kim is speaking to me at the Seattle Public Library, one of the locations where his volunteers prepare taxes.
Okay, let's start with your Social Security card and your ID. Thank you.
Nancy Williams is going through a client's documents. She wears a bright blue t-shirt that says Tax Volunteer on it. More pairs of volunteers and clients are scattered at tables along a closed-off section of the library. They're all speaking quietly while the tax preparers enter data on laptops. The IRS helps fund programs like these. United Way didn't lose its IRS funding, but Kim says still, his job is more difficult this year.
While we are continuing to receive the grant, they're basically asking us to do a lot more with the same number of dollars.
That's because the IRS used to offer free tax prep for poor taxpayers too, just like United Way, but no longer. Is there a solution?
I don't know. Honestly, I think it's tough. To be frank, I understand that the IRS has to make cuts, but it does put this population in a tougher situation than they probably have been in the past.
After 6 weeks, the form still hadn't arrived to Susan Dean's house in Tacoma.
Raindrop! Here, kitty!
Where she hangs out with tea and her two cats.
Okay, she lost her chance.
But no matter, Dean solved her problem. Remember, she doesn't have a computer. She doesn't go online to look for information, but she did sleep on it.
Thinking about it overnight and all, I remembered that once I'd had an IRS question and had gone to this building on Pacific Avenue. So I thought, maybe that'll be there and maybe I can go there.
It was true. There is a taxpayer assistance center in downtown Tacoma, and they had the forms. Dean filled it out and filed her taxes, and now she's fine, except she worries about everyone else.
I want people to know, guess what? The way it's always been isn't going to be that way this year.
If you're in the low-income bracket, there are free services available, but fewer of them. The forms are no longer widely distributed. The IRS call center is ill-equipped to handle taxpayer calls. And one more thing. The IRS says refunds will come back slower this year. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.